بركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله. صدق الله العلي العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to come to the masjid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to call ourselves Muslims and to prostrate in front of Him. Now the question is, how do we define as being Muslim versus how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines what Muslims are supposed to be? So there's different definitions. One definition of being a Muslim is what some of us might understand or know as: I'm a Muslim because my parents are Muslim. Or I'm a Muslim because I come from a Muslim country. Or I'm a Muslim because I was born in a Muslim household. Or I'm a Muslim because my name is Abdullah or Khadija. Right? And so on and so forth. But let's see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines what a Muslim is. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what kind of people come to the masjid? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, telling us in the Quran, what kind of Muslims, quote unquote, people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come to the masjid. What's their purpose? Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. That indeed, those people, they do i'mar, meaning they establish, populate the masjid. What is the first condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? The first condition that Allah gives is man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. That who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day. Now this seems very simple, but it is very, very profound. And this was the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who came before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was their mission? Their mission was to teach the humankind how to think, how to form their worldview, different kinds of worldviews. One worldview is a worldview from a secular mindset. Worldview is a worldview of the kuffar. Allah says, زَعْمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّن يُبْعَثُوا. Allah says, about the kuffar, the disbelievers, those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the biggest and the most important thinking problem that Allah highlights is that they don't believe in Allah, obviously. And the second thing, أَلَّن يُبْعَثُوا. They don't believe that they're going to be questioned. There is going to be an accountability for their actions. There is going to be a reckoning. There is going to be a day of judgment. They don't believe in that. Hence, when you have this worldview that you don't believe in an accountability, a final accountability, then your actions in this world are going to reflect that. You're going to not care so much about what you're doing when you're alone. Why? Because you're like, who cares? It's my life. It's my body. It's my thought. It's my money. It's my house. It's my car. I can do what I want. Is it not so? As the new year starts, even though it might not be the Islamic New Year, but we live in a world where we take this new year into consideration, right? Into our decision making, into our goals and aims, what I'm going to do, what am I going to accomplish this year. So when we do that, what mindset am I thinking with? Am I thinking with a Muslim mindset, or am I thinking from a non-Muslim mindset? Am I thinking as a Muslim that I'm going to be accountable for every single action that I do, whether that action is physical, whether that action is emotional, whether that action is psychological, just in your mind and thought, every single action is going to be accounted for. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Allahu Akbar. This is one of the most strongest ayahs in the Quran, which literally shook the Sahaba. Sahaba used to cry when they read this ayah. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whoever did an atom's weight, think about this, an atom's weight of good will receive the goodness, a reward of that. And whoever did an atom's weight of evil will also be accountable for that. Allahu Akbar. So the way we live in this world has to be thought from a Muslim mindset. When we pray Salah every day, 5 times a day, as a Muslim, we're supposed to. May Allah give us tawfiq that we pray 5 times a day. Say ameen. What is the first thing that we ask for? Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. Do we believe in that dua that we're asking Allah, or we're just saying it? Is it just verbal? Does it mean anything? Do I believe that my referee, so that my life can be successful in this world and the next, is Allah and the Quran and the Sharia of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or am I just saying it? Do I believe that when I say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم to Allah in every raka'ah of every salah, am I truly asking Allah to guide me? Or am I just saying it? So it has to be intentional. It has to be an active saying. Then we are going to see the change in our lives. It cannot be passive. The way we say, we have no idea if Allah is responding to that or not. Does Allah respond when you say, do you know about it? What does Allah say? It depends on the way the caller is asking. Are you active? Are you engaged with who you're speaking to? If you're not, whoever you're speaking to is not going to care about what you're saying. Even if you talk to your kids, let's say you're talking to your wife, and you're not engaged. She's saying something and you're checked out. Probably she's going to throw a spoon at you. Right? Or you're talking to your boss. He called you. Your employer called you and you're talking to him and you have no idea, you're checked out. What's going to happen? Are you going to keep that job? Most likely not, because you're checked out. You have no idea what he's saying, because you're not there. So if we want اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ and the answer of that to reflect in our lives moving from today, from this new year onwards, as we make our resolutions for 2024, we have to view everything from a Muslim mindset. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam worked on Sahaba in the Meccan life especially. Salah was not fard. Sawm was not fard. Hajj was not fard. Zakat was not fard. So what was going on? What was happening in the 13 years of life of Mecca, of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What was he working on? He was working on what I said. Man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. He was working on helping them creating a Muslim worldview, a Muslim mindset, a Muslim thinking. And that is what we need to work on, first and foremost. Because if you don't have a Muslim mindset, if you don't have a Muslim thinking, if you don't have a Muslim worldview, then your salah is not going to be effective. Your dua will have no power in it. Your sawm will not give you anything except hunger. Your hajj will not do anything except decrease your bank balance. And same thing with your zakat. The first and most important thing that we need to do is become active Muslims by keeping in our mind, as I make my business transaction, as I buy my car, as I greet my neighbor, as I talk to my wife, as I talk to my kids, what? That in every action of mine, with anybody and everybody, I have to do it the way taught to me by who? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the mindset we need. That is the thinking we need. We need to believe and know that the Muslim worldview is the correct worldview. And the secular worldview, or the Christian worldview, or the Jewish worldview, or the Kafir worldview, or the, you know, any other worldview other than the worldview given to us by the Prophet ﷺ is a wrong worldview. But my brothers and sisters, what is the Muslim worldview? That's my question. Do we know? Do we know how the Prophet ﷺ taught us how to think? Unfortunately, most of us don't. For us, Islam is just having named Muhammad or Khadija or Fatima. For us, Islam is just about being Muslim on the passport. For us, Islam is probably a little more about fulfilling the rituals, the communal rituals, which we have been doing as we were taught, right? Just as the herd does everything, herd thinking, right? Everybody goes for, it's great. Alhamdulillah, there is tawfiq in that as well. There is blessing in that as well. I'm not saying there's no, of course there's blessing. Allah give us more tawfiq. Say ameen. But we need to start becoming active in our thought process, in our thinking, in knowing why am I a Muslim? What differentiates me from everyone else? What's the difference between me earning and a Christian earning, or an atheist earning? What's the difference? What is the difference between me going to school to earn a degree and someone else? In every aspect of our life. So it all starts with what? The way you start thinking. And that is what we call aqidah, theology, belief. That is the most important thing. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, protect us, inspire us, and give us all tawfiq and ability to know why we are Muslims. To know why we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To know why the Quran was given to us. To know why the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. If you don't know, then how are we going to change ourselves and our families and our communities and the rest of the world? So the first step in the process of change is learning. Is what? Learning. And alhamdulillah, we live in Chicago Sharif, alhamdulillah, where we have so many institutions, one of them being Masjid Uthman, alhamdulillah. Allah give us more tawfiq and accept the efforts that we're doing here. Say ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this masjid to completion, inshallah. Say ameen. So we need your du'as. And we need your support. But we, more important than that, we need you to sign up so you can learn how to be a Muslim and what it means to be a Muslim. So we have a course, alhamdulillah, starting January 11th, which is Aqidah 201. What is it about? It sounds fancy, but what is it about? It's about how to know the Muslim mindset, what it means to be a Muslim. What is the difference between faith and, you know, someone who doesn't have faith, and so on and so forth. So inshallah, more details about this is on our website. So please check that out, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to learn about why we're Muslims, inshallah. So please learn about that. It is for all the adults, and it is for young adults as well. And subhanAllah, I'll finish with this. Many of us are like, oh, I want to put my kid in maktab. I want to put my kid in hifz school, or after school, or Quran class. Great, mashallah. May Allah give us tawfiq. But what about you, my brother and sister? When are you going to learn how to read the Quran? When are you going to learn what it means to be a Muslim? The Prophet ﷺ came to teach the adults first and foremost, then the children. Children is afterwards. But first is you and me, the adults. We need to know why we're Muslim. We need to know how to read the Quran. We need to know how to be Muslim and how to follow Rasulullah. So we have to learn, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq. And we have the resources. So we will not have an excuse on the Day of Judgment. Well, I was living in America 2024 and had no resources. No. I think even if you go to Mars, Allah will make resources over there. Alhamdulillah. Right? So we have resources. What we need talab. We need your desire. We need you to sign up, to want to learn to be a Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. See what I mean? And inshallah, you know, we have a brother who passed away, whose father passed away, rahimahullah. I believe he passed away. Brother Saif Ghaus, his father, brother Muhyiddin Ahmad Ghaus, he passed away in December. So we make dua for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him maghfirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his maqam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his grave with noor, inshallah. And we also make dua for all the shuhada in Palestine and elsewhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring a furja, an opening, a relief for them, inshallah. Say ameen. Alhamdulillah, we have UMR who is fundraising for this same cause to help the Muslims in Gaza. So inshallah, please on your way out, please support this. It's very important that we have to support our Muslim body. They're part of us. So whatever you can, inshallah, please do so, and inshallah, support that cause, inshallah. And inshallah, as I said, we have this course starting for the adults. For more details, please visit masjiduthman.org, and you'll get more details about that, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. We'll have a few minutes for some.